Katie Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. military aircraft drops thousands of meals into Gaza in an emergency humanitarian aid operation. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Some 38,000 meals are being provided in this first round. President Biden announced the mission Friday, days after a deadly stampede in Gaza and shooting by Israeli authorities that left more than 100 people dead.
The loss of life is heartbreaking. People are so desperate that innocent people got caught in a terrible war, unable to feed their families.
The United Nations says about one quarter of Gaza's 2 million people are facing starvation. And President Biden has called on Israel to do more to help.
We should be getting hundreds of trucks in, not just several.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Yemen's internationally recognized government reported Saturday that the Ruby Mar cargo ship, attacked last month by Houthi militants, has sunk in the southern Red Sea. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
A Russian strike on the Ukrainian city of Odessa kills at least seven. Ukraine's state emergency service says seven people are dead after parts of a Russian drone hit an apartment block in the southern port city of Odessa. It reports another eight people are injured. The Ukrainian armed forces say air defenses shot down almost 15 Russian drones across various parts of the country. And in Russia, a drone crashed into an apartment building in St. Petersburg, according to state news agency RIA Novosti. They report six people received medical attention after the explosion, which rocked the building. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com.